welcome to Talk Tennis, a podcast created specifically for you, the tennis fanatic. Join us each week as we work to elevate your game both on and off the court. We will deliver fresh episodes to keep you up to date with tennis trends and technologies, as well as exclusive interviews with industry experts, current and former pros, and so much more. Here's your host, Michelle.
Hey guys, it's Michelle. I'm here with Dennis Fabian from Head, and we are on the practice courts. We're making history again, Dennis. This is year number two making history.
Is it?
I think so. Maybe three or four. Anyways, we are watching Rublev practice right now, and Dennis is going to chat with me about his specs, his setup, his racket, his string, all the things as we watch him practice. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the plan, yeah.
I'm super excited. I saw him practice yesterday and he is just mashing the ball.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, when we have those guys, for example, also at our photo shoots for campaigns and stuff, and they need to hit balls, it's like last year I was lucky enough to actually hit a few balls with them too. And like the heaviness of the ball is just incredible. Like,
even
if they don't go full speed or full swing, it's, you truly see they are pro athletes, and like if somebody is wondering like where it's coming from, it's like it's those practice sessions here, and they go through every stroke. And
like, yeah, I was gonna say there's a lot of players on tour that, you know, like Rafa always comes to mind. They always talk about how he's always practicing full out, and Rublev also seems to be one of those players. There's never like him holding back, at least not that I've seen.
No.
He's just going full on out, and he's just hitting a big ball.
It's full intensity, and like, I mean, that's why those guys are top 10, top 5 partly in the world.
I think
that makes a difference, because I think every one of those players, they are like, anyway, they all can play tennis, you know. There's not, like, if you watch them, you don't see necessarily the full difference in the practice sessions between a top 5 and a top 100 guy. But the intensity, the dedication, the love for detail, that probably makes a difference. I would think. It's my assumption, at least.
Right. Well, and what's also cool about Rublev is I've noticed we're lucky. We're watching his practice on one of the stadium courts. We're on Stadium 4, and it's going to fill up because this guy has so many fans.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, young kids are looking up to him, which is cool.
Yes. I think he's very engaged with his fans overall. He's a super humble guy off the court, really, really nice, and sometimes it doesn't come across like this on court.
Yeah.
I think that's probably where a lot of our viewers right now will agree on, which is a little bit of a pity, but like he's such a nice guy and like really, really dedicated, engaged with his fans. He does a lot of charity stuff, especially for kids, and that impresses me every single time. I mean, if these guys are doing things and giving things back to community, to wherever their heart sits, I think that's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into what he's hitting with right now, because I would love to know a little bit more about his gravity racket, his string setup. So tell us as much as you can.
Yeah, he's obviously, as you say, he's representing the gravity line of ours. He's playing an 18-20 string pattern.
Okay, for that like makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. With the power he's hitting, he needs that control.
Yeah.
He is actually hitting a pretty heavy racket. Like, it's obviously customized to his specs for his needs. He's actually hitting a pretty heavy racket with a relatively low balance and not even a crazy high swing weight. But that makes it possible for him to rip the ball as he does and like do all his wrist movements and stuff he does and swing it fast. And yeah, those specs totally make sense for him. And from a string perspective and also grip, like, he's a full head guy.
Yeah.
So probably the fans of yours and listeners and TW forum readers, they all know that he, in his previous years, he has also been with one of our competitors, and he made the switch a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He started with the racket, then the grip, then the string now. So we did a lot of testing with him, and finally one of your favorite strings as well, at least of the TW team with Lynx Tour, became his go-to string as well. And he's using the Prime Tour grip.
Oh, nice.
So like he's a full
Full head.
Yes.
How long has he been working with you guys? It's been a couple years?
That's a good question. Yeah, it's probably, I would think it's like 4 years now, okay. Something like that. Yeah.
Was Gravity the first one he started with?
Yes, okay. Yes. I think also his friendship with Sasha Zverev kind of made him test the rackets and stuff. And he was looking for a dedicated team that takes care of him and not, again, like I'm not that type of person who would put anything out there on our competitors, but maybe it wasn't what he was expecting, or like our team made it a little bit more effortless for him on like getting his wishes through. But yeah, he's very dedicated to his equipment. So he wants to know pretty much everything about his racket, and he's also very, taking care of his equipment. In a sense of like how he wraps his grip, how much finishing tape he puts on it, all this stuff. So you just hear like the fans here cheering. I don't know if they will still hear me on the microphone.
They love him. They love.
Oh yeah, like people are lining up right now here with like the actually pen balls, the small pen balls.
Yeah.
we are also the official.
I see some big ones too.
Yeah. We are the official ball sponsor as well. And now you can see him like ripping the forehand, and you probably hear that sound in the back.
This is actually my favorite part of practice sessions.
He's just going all in. Like.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, his ball speed and the rotation on the ball, the heaviness is ridiculous. Obviously all done by the head product he's using. I'm just kidding.
Do we know who he's playing next? Oh my gosh, no, that was in.
I don't know the schedule,
actually.
I was
going to say, I'm curious.
I know that Jannik Sinner will be on center court in like 30 minutes his first round match.
Okay.
I think he's playing Kokkinakis.
Nice.
He's actually also a full head person. So right now with Rublev, Zverev, Taylor Fritz, and with Jannik Sinner, we have 4 top 10 players that are actually also using our strings and grips.
That's pretty amazing.
The only top 10 player who is not yet using our strings is Novak. But you see that how we improved our product lineup and how we started to be dedicated to all the accessories around the racket as well. And probably also 95% of all juniors we have under contract, they use full head equipment by now. So we really made some major steps forward. I think you see it, and when I read through the TW forum, sometimes I would love to comment on certain things and give my insights and everything, but I just can't.
I
need to hold myself back because it would be killing me probably. because everyone would ask questions and stuff, which actually I like. I mean, I saw it last year when we did the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Where people, I try to reply to a couple of them.
People love it. They love it. But, do you want to go through the other top, the Fritz setup, the Sinner setup?
Yeah. So Jannik is playing the Hawk Touch string. Full setup.
Okay.
He's playing a 16-19 string pattern.
Okay.
He actually strings. He's the opposite of Andre, basically.
Oh, did you tell us what Rublev's stringing at? What tension? Are we allowed to know that? Oh, it's okay.
He's in his like low 50s.
Okay.
Somewhat. I would need to actually check. I mean, we are the official stringing service, as you all know, as well. So I can check it out and put it into the comments.
Okay. We'll put it in the show notes.
I just know like Jannik is playing actually a pretty low weight racket, like nearly off the shelf specs, which is crazy actually for a guy like him also hitting a super heavy ball.
Yeah.
Stringing super tight.
Okay.
High 20 kilos, like 28 partly, with full Hawk Touch setup. He's using the Prestige Pro grip. He wants that extra tackiness.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor obviously uses our Pro grip, and he uses Hawk as his polyester strings in a hybrid setup. So he's also using natural gut.
Yeah.
Same as Sasha Zverev, also using natural gut with a Hawk Touch and also Prime Tour grips for him. So,
nice. Do you think he's going to hit a little bit more? It looks like he's not done. He's kind of playing actually with his rackets or setup right now. You were talking about...
I talked about the dedication, so he obviously doesn't like... how his grips are wrapped, so he's just changing it now.
Interesting. And some of the head players you were mentioning to me use double over grip. Do you know if he's one of them?
He doesn't.
He doesn't, just single.
He doesn't, yeah. It all depends, I think, on the personal preference, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't, everyone is whoever plays tennis knows like how important it is that you feel comfortable how you touch the grip. And I don't think there's a wrong or right. We have, once I was at the training room and I got the racket of a right-handed player, on a left-handed player, and he wrapped his grip like a right-handed player. And I was like, why don't you? Yeah, I don't like the other way, I need it this
Weird.
Way, which is interesting to see. Like usually the left-handed ones, they also wrap the other way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which is, for customizers, it can be tough. So for example, there you see like now he is handing his rackets to his coach with a string. I'm probably dropping them off at the stringing service pretty soon.
These guys, most of them have several fresh rackets for every match. And I know out here especially, it seems like they're changing rackets with every ball change.
Yeah. It's like usually they go, like depending on the player, and so they are usually at like 6 to 8 rackets.
Yeah.
They take on court. This year, actually, what we know from the stringing service is that players are not switching tension that much because the weather has been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Aside from like the last two nights, but like that's where those guys weren't playing anymore. So we don't see a lot of up and downs in the stringing room right now on tensions.
Are there any new trends? It's still early in the tournament.
It's still early in the tournament. Overall, we see like with the players who play full poly setup, they go rather a little bit lower in tension.
Okay.
Some of them, depending on surface, balls, weather, some of them even tend to start pre-stretching poly strings, which is,
that makes sense.
I would not recommend to a regular consumer because it actually makes the string more dead, less lively. You will gain more control, but it's not perfect for your elbow, for your shoulder, for your arm. But as these guys, they do a practice session, then they drop off the racket.
Mm-hmm.
So if a regular consumer who maybe strings every 4 to 6 weeks would do a pre-stretch on poly, there is definitely the danger.
Danger.
I'm not saying it's happening, but like there is a danger of getting injuries.
It is really cool to see him actually re-grip his own.
Yeah, but like,
I know a lot of players that are ranked a lot higher than him that won't even touch their rackets.
Yeah, but like even those players who don't wrap their grips by themselves, they have clear instructions to their customizers or stringers on how they want it to be done.
I'm sure.
So like like if you look at Novak, how he grips his racket, he exactly, like there are spots where it needs to be. So they all feel the same. It's for them, every change is not good. So they want full consistency.
So it's kind of cool, actually. So he's re-gripping and then he's putting the plastic over the grip because he'll send it
because
to a stringer.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
And he wants to keep the grip clean.
Yeah. So it's something we actually see quite often, or where players drop it off with the plastic foil on it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's talk real quick about the bag situation. You guys, I'm loving the 2024 head bags. Do you guys give any guidance to the pros what they can carry, or can they pick their colors?
No, it's like actually we have like the team head bags basically, and
right,
then what we do is. A couple months before the new season starts, we sit down and like obviously you need to plan this out with a couple hundred players as being sponsored on tour worldwide with distribution and stuff. So we really plan out which bags will be carried at which tournament and when they get it and all this.
Okay.
Obviously, there are some players that have the entitlement by the time to kind of make their comments or selections. What we definitely do is that we listen to the players in terms of the needs, the size of the bag, the inner pockets. The CCT Plus, like to protect the frames from the heat and stuff, which is here super important. Yeah, we try to like include them into the development as much as we can, but not only obviously. We try to gather as many opinions as we can get. I mean, so
nice.
But it's definitely planned out. Like there is a full launch plan on it when the players are carrying which color and.
And that's something cool that players of any level can actually match their bag to their favorite pros. And I'm sure a bunch of people are buying.
All of them are available. The only difference is that there might be the team head logo on it. So that's kind of for the pros or for the sponsored athletes, so that they are not available to the public to buy. But the bags themselves are the bags that you can get, yeah.
Well, it looks like Rublev is wrapping it up. He's signing for a bunch of people right now. He might be here for a while, but he kind of seems like that kind of guy that like will make sure everyone gets taken care of, which is really cool.
I mean, it's always great to see athletes, not only Andre, but like many others that like know where it's all coming from, you know?
Yeah.
The fans, like the whole sport is like living up from athletes, from the fans, from the tournament, from us, from the industry, you guys, retail side, and all the activities we do. So it's, it all, the puzzle comes together, and if it's, and this tournament here is actually a good example of how it should be and can be working. Obviously, the environment helps a lot.
Yeah.
There are worse places to play tennis or to do, or to do videos or podcasts with you guys.
Well, I guess that wraps this practice up. That wraps this chat up. We might go check out some other head players, but if you want to get Rublev's setup, come to tenniswarehouse.com, and you know that Dennis is going to be on more videos with us. So stay tuned, keep watching our YouTube channel, and that's it from us.
Thank you. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks so much for listening. Make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you download your episodes. And be sure to visit our websites for all of the tennis deals at tenniswarehouse.com, tenniswarehouseeurope.com, and tennisonly.com.au. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, happy hitting.